Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'd ask that because we appear on so many digital platforms and radio networks that are digital, you could share this. And we need to put the sound of millions of marching feet in the street to stop this Bolshevik communist takeover. And along those lines, we have a terrific guest for you, Sheriff Richard Mack, no stranger to our audience. And we're going to be talking about the imperiled situation that we find our national security in. But before we join Richard, we got to tell you who our sponsor is, and it's Noble Gold. And you know, I'm a customer of Noble Gold, have been for 5 and a half going on 6 years, been advertising for six. And why do I do it? Because I think you need to be in the parallel economy as much as you can, because there is a planned collapse that's going on right now. And the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says they can take your money and retirement out of the bank anytime they want because you've been declared, I think unconstitutionally, to be an unsecured creditor under the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010. So why give them the opportunity? Let Noble Gold show you what you can do. Now, the FTC is going to make me make a disclaimer, which is okay. We agree with it. Unfortunately, they didn't do the same thing with Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX, but nonetheless, we're good citizens here. So we have to say there's no guarantees. And
Yeah, I'm on the next show.
ladies and gentlemen, there's no guarantees. And consequently, we are looking at a situation where past performance can't be indicative of future expectations. Okay, I'll just say this. I've been a customer of Noble Gold going on 6 years. There's a reason why I keep doing it. I want to send you a free information packet, DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, or you can call them directly, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And this is the tip of the day. I got to tell you, do not stay in the banks with everything you own. Richard Mack is no stranger. He's, as he likes to say, a great saying. He's one of the few people that have taken on the Clintons and won and lived to tell about it. And he beat them in a landmark case involving gun registration and all this other nonsense. And since then, he's been a tireless advocate in training sheriffs on how to help their citizens enjoy the freedoms bestowed upon them by the Constitution. Richard, so good to have you on. And I totally agree with you. Our national security is definitely imperiled. So let me throw it to you. Where do you want to start on that very broad topic?
Well, I will start with this, and that is, I'm not going to make fun of Joe Biden anymore. He is absolutely sick, but the people around him are even sicker, but they're sick because they're such liars. His wife is a liar, one of the worst in the country, if you could ever come up with such. I consider her and Hillary Clinton about the same. Nothing comes out of their mouth that isn't a lie. And I hate to say that about Jill Biden because she looks like a nice lady, but she's not. Everybody in the DNC that are purporting and pretending that this man who has either Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, but he's definitely his worst system of either one of those, his worst symptom of those is the dementia. Both my father and my father-in-law died of those diseases. One had Parkinson's, one had Alzheimer's. And I will tell you, another sign that he has this is that he shuffles, you know, that little walk, you know, when he starts really shuffling and his hands in front of him and they barely move. That is also a sign of that. And I went to my doctor a few months ago because one of my hands shakes, but it's only in certain positions. And my right hand shakes worse than my left hand. Right now, you can see nothing shaking. And that's what the doctor said. If you're shaking all the time, then that's an issue and that's a problem. But you just, I just in certain positions, like when I hold a pen, is it shakes worse. But and I can make it shake really bad. But right now, I'm not shaking. In certain positions, it'll shake. And I said, I just want to make sure I don't have the beginning of Alzheimer's. And he says, well, first, he goes, do you shuffle? And my wife is there with me. And she said, no, he doesn't shuffle. And so I wanted to make sure of that. But even the doctor knew that Joe Biden has these symptoms. And they're trying to lie to all of us that, oh, he's not forgetful. Why? Because he said so. Or his people that are being paid this exorbitant amount of money to be on his staff, that they said so. His wife said so. His wife also said that Hunter Biden is not a crook. And so this, and CNN and other channels keep wanting evidence that Joe Biden has been part of taking bribes and money for influence. That's obvious, Dave.
Yeah.
And I'll start, let CNN or MSNBC or CBS, NBC have me on live, and I'll point these out to you. And I'll also point out to you the election fraud that has happened all across the country, and arrests keep happening on that. Just yesterday, another Democrat got arrested for it. And they're saying, this cannot go. This cannot stay. This is the violation of the citizens' special right to choose their own elected officials who represents us. And so this is the key.
Yeah.
The utter corruption of Washington, D.C. keeps Joe Biden there. I cannot believe that there's a single voter in the country that wants more of the same, more inflation, more briberies, more destruction at the border, more human trafficking. You're voting for gun control and more human trafficking and more abortion and more sexual exploitation of children. Some of the worst crimes going on, if not the worst crimes going on in the world. And because you hate Trump, you're going to vote for a man who is sick and an administration that is going to promote more of the same, what they've been doing the last 3, 5, 10 years, except for a little break for Trump on some of that. And you're going to say, yes, we want more of this because Trump's mean or he, whatever it is. But folks, this is getting worse every day. And now we've seen on national television how Chinese are infiltrating America. And then FBI Director Christopher Wray warned us all. Sheriff Jones in Butler County, Ohio, warned us because he went to training over last week at the National Sheriff's Convention that we're being infiltrated by international terrorist groups from the Middle East, our stark enemies that Biden gives money to. And the cartels have now set up shop exponentially all across America, and now the Chinese are here, and the FBI director and several sheriffs have gone viral, warning us that we better be prepared for a huge attack in our country. And we're going to keep voting for the people that have caused all of that. And Mayorkas comes out and does an interview because they admit that Biden is not capable of doing an interview. What without a teleprompter on the most available show in the world for anybody, and that would be during the Super Bowl. And so they keep admitting that he's not capable and lying and lying and lying that there's nothing wrong with him. There's something wrong with the American people if they keep voting for this nonsense. And yes, I am not going to make fun of him because he's sick. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to. But you need to be aware of
No,
all of this, folks.
I
It
don't want to
gets
make
worse
fun of
every
him.
day.
I don't want to make fun of him either, but you're absolutely right in your assessment. It's being covered up. But here's it is. The Democrats want it both ways. They want to excuse Biden of crimes for having security documents as vice
Yeah.
president, which is wholly illegal on its face. Trump was the
Right.
president. You can classify, declassify when you're the president just on your say so.
Right.
But Biden had no right to have those documents, but they're covering up by saying he's not cognitively responsible, yet he can remain the
He's
commander in
not
chief.
mentally competent to
I
stand
know,
trial.
I know, but they keep him as president. See, they want it both ways,
Yeah.
Richard. They want it both ways.
Oh,
And
gosh.
we're listen, We're on the precipice of nuclear war. If Turkey
Yes,
or
we are.
Iran become involved in what's going on in the Middle East, Russia will come to their defense, and it'll be nuclear. And so here we have an imbecile, and I mean that in the clinical sense of the term. We have
Yes.
an imbecile in charge of the country at a time when our country's future is at stake.
Not to mention North Korea.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There's one other thing you
And
said, though, that I want to address, and I wholeheartedly agree with the premise that you're making here. You said that no one in their right mind would vote for Biden. I agree. They'll be the hating group, but it's a minority, hating group of Trump. But
right.
this is why I believe they have to have 10 to 12 to 15 million illegals to come in so they can illegally vote, stuff the ballot boxes, and commit election fraud once again. This is why I think.
Absolutely correct.
And well, it serves a dual purpose. Biden is
Sure.
serving the puppet masters of these global organizations that want to destroy national sovereignty in America so they can have global governance. But then Biden's motive, or the administration's motive, is to get tens of millions of votes illegally so they can keep power.
That's right. And you didn't even you didn't even mention the fact that drug abuse is going on so much during all of that as well. But no, it's a national, international nightmare, and the United Nations has different groups that are paying these immigrants from Latin America to come here. They're providing transportation, they're providing food, they're providing money. These people didn't walk all the way from Venezuela, folks. They didn't. No, hardly anybody could make such a journey. 8,000, 10,000 miles away. The United Nations is an enemy to America. They're an enemy to freedom. They're an enemy to our Constitution. They are behind a lot of this. And you want to talk about a puppet administration doing what they're told? That's the administration that's in there now. Yes, the Biden administration. The people who control Biden are the ones that are working with the United Nations to make sure these people come in here. And I believe it's that we've allowed during the last 10 years more like 40 million. Those are to be added to the voter rolls. Cheating is n not prosecuted in this country, even though maybe there's been 50 arrests, and yet they still say there's no evidence of voter fraud because those are the liars from CNN and MSNBC and Politico and
Yeah.
Daily Beast and Southern Poverty Law Center, and it goes on and on.
But
And yet they attack us
you
because we
act.
want all we want. Dave, all I want for you and your family is that you're left alone to be free and run your own life. This administration and this government and the United Nations will have none of that. That kind of stuff. And folks, you better be prepared. You better be prepared. And it needs to be more than gold. I totally agree with Dave. What he's saying about gold and silver, you better have some. You should have some cash reserves on hand. You should have food storage, both canned goods from the store and freeze-dried foods. And we offer Numana Foods at our site. I've been working with them 6 or 7, maybe 10 years. Numana Foods. Go to CSPOA.org. Get your Numana Foods. And folks, a satellite phone. That's also available at our website, SAT123.com, SAT123.com, because it'll be the only communication you'll be able to have because it goes right to the satellite, does not go to a tower anywhere on the face of the planet. Get your communication system ready for you and your family. And first aid kits, extra medicines like aspirin and anything else that you have to be taking, and go to Global Healing and get your natural remedies and natural medicine from Global Healing. And you can do that off of our website. These are all products that I've been using for a long time. And folks, it's time to get prepared. If you want to wait for the disaster, and then get prepared, forget it. It's not going to happen after the emergency occurs. You need to start preparing now. And folks, oh man, and some way to have your own water supply. So a filtration system, or an osmosis system, or the straws that you can get even at Costco. Costco sells them, straws that actually filter your water, 100% filter your water. And we have those available also. So folks, please get prepared, because once you know, when the FBI warns you that this is going to happen, you know something's up.
Yeah, I like that when Christopher Wray said a couple of months ago, he said, "Oh, yeah, we've got all these cities on the terrorist watch list. You're under warning." And I'm saying, "Yeah, how'd they get here?" You know, I'll give you
Yeah,
a stat,
exactly what I
Richard.
want.
I'll give
That
you a
that's
stat.
exactly what I wanted to say to him too. Very good point.
A stat that came out from a Border Patrol contact of mine a month ago, and I just saw it in the media, that they've apprehended at the border, apprehended 23,000 Chinese last year. All
Right.
military age. I've published the photos, the videos. They're clearly military, but that's what they caught. Now, when Trump was president, they had the getaway quotient. They said, for everyone we catch, there's six that get away. So that means there could be 130 to 150,000 Chinese soldiers in our country. Richard, why do you think they're here? What are they going to do?
Well, first, there's Chinese police departments here in the United
That's
States,
true.
one in New York, one in Los Angeles, and that's been happening for a long time. When I wrote my first book for my Cold Dead Fingers, Why America Needs Guns, way back in 1994, the year I filed the lawsuit against the Clintons, we discovered those at that time when we were doing research for the book. And we asked the question, why are they here? Do you know what they said? Because we're here to police Chinese gangs that have infiltrated America. What a joke. And then I went just 6 years ago, I went to John Guandolo, his training, because he's a former intel officer for the military
I've interviewed him.
and for the CIA, and I think for the FBI. And he said at that time, over 100,000 terrorists had already infiltrated America. Now, the last 6 years, it's double that. And so it's astonishing how much has happened to America. And so, of course, the FBI director is warning us now because he knows the damage the Biden administration has caused to our country, the treason that they have committed to make sure that these terrorists have infiltrated our country. Not, and believe me, this isn't just a vote, even though they are. They're changing that. They're completely, as Obama and Biden have promised, they have completely changed America. We are fundamentally going to alter America. That is what's happened. And the only way you're going to be able to bring it back is county by county, and exercising within your county the constitutional movement with your sheriff to restore liberty and to provide the protection that you and your families are going to need. Because if we're going to erect the barriers, we've got to do it county by county. You will never have freedom or your constitution restored in Washington, D.C.
Now, I want to bring it back to the county aspect of it. I agree with you, and I think most sheriffs are pretty well intentioned. But what do you do if, like, you're in the most corrupt county in the country, Maricopa County, and you've got a sheriff like Paul Penzone? What's a citizen to do then?
That's actually what top of my list to speak to you about. Penzone has now quit.
I know.
And we have a huge opportunity in Maricopa County because a dear friend of mine is running. He ran last time and he won the Republican primary, but because Penzone got the money from Soros, over $1 million from George Soros to buy a puppet who has now quit. Because he was never really qualified to be sheriff in the first place, but he was a puppet, had the money, and the kind of the anti-Republican thing against Joe Arpaio was kind of piling on this. And so now we have a former undersheriff of Sheriff Arpaio, who are now I am making my number one project to get him elected. And I'm raising money for him, and I'm doing everything I can to get this man elected. He is a constitutional sheriff candidate. He totally believes in the Constitution. He believes that the number one important thing, the most important thing that your sheriff can do is to protect your civil rights, to protect your God-given rights. And this is Jerry Sheridan. And so, folks, go to Sheridan, four, the number four, SheridanForSheriff2024.com. SheridanForSheriff2024.com. Make a donation. Look at his video. Man, I'm telling you, Dave, this is the biggest opportunity in the country, and I believe that it's in the top three most important races in the entire country, not just for sheriff, anywhere in the country. Maricopa County is the third or fourth largest sheriff's office in the country. If we get this good constitutional candidate in as sheriff, he is going to change Maricopa County, and he will stand as an example to the nation what a true sheriff is supposed to be doing. He totally has my backing, and I will do anything to get this man elected. It's a vital race that all of us need to get involved in.
Here's the problem, though. And I'm going to be Debbie Downer, but first I'm going to say this. Let me say this off the top. Send him my way, please. I'll have him on as much as he wants to come on. And we'll
Okay.
promote him on every network I'm on, every venue that I'm on, because I'm familiar with Sheridan, and we need him. But here's my concern. And as you know, back in the 2020 election, I was kind of standing alone initially. Now other people joined me. Liz Harris jumped into it, and all these other people that have become my friends. But Maricopa County has the most corrupt elections in the country, and it's not just the Democrats; it's the Republicans, because it was Reischer, the county
Very
clerk and
true.
recorder, and Bill Gates, who was a former student of mine, chairman of Maricopa Board of Supervisors,
Is
who
he still on
formed.
the board?
Well, yeah, he's on the board, but he's no longer the chairman. But those two took out a PAC together against Kari Lake and Abe Amodei and the other America First candidates.
Yeah, they did.
GOP opposing GOP. And then you got that former GOP chairman that resigned last week, DeWitt. 2 weeks ago, he resigned, and he was offering Kari Lake a bribe not to run against a Democrat. I mean, I just want to pull my hair out. Sheridan is a good candidate, but here's my fear.
Yes.
These people know how to steal elections, and they got it down to a two-party effort. It's a uniparty, and they go. I mean, Liz Harris got kicked out of the legislature for saying we have corrupt elections. I mean, how do we overcome this?
Well, first of all, I hope that they're scared enough that some good people are running that will start checking on what they're doing. Last time, Randy Miller and I did a tour with Richard and one of the other board of supervisors. Wait, what was his name? Anyway, he was with us. So a member of the county commission and Richard, and we spent about 2.5, 3 hours going through trying to check. And I've already let Kari Lake know that we did this because, first of all, he totally loved computers. He said computers is the safest and most effective way to do tabulation for votes. He said that's better than counting paper ballots. And we said, well, what about if you just recount after the vote, just hand count all the ballots, but just only do 2%. Just count 2% and see that if the percentages are the same. Richard was opposed to all of that. And now he's supposedly suing Kari Lake for defamation. I'll totally testify against him in court, and I'm sure Randy Miller will also, because this man just totally supported anything and everything that validated election fraud and that guaranteed election fraud to continue. And so, yes, I spent some one-on-one time with him and one of the county commissioners. Then after the election, I tried to email both of them. They returned my calls and emails before then, but after the election, neither one would, because they know there was rampant
Yeah.
election cheating and fraud.
Richard, just for the benefit of the audience, and by the way, folks, it's not just Arizona, it's your state too, and particularly if you're in a swing state. But what happened with Kari Lake and Abe Amodei and a lot of the America First candidates that got the election stolen from them, the way they did it was in Maricopa County, the most populous county by far, 60% of the voting machines failed in heavy Republican districts. None failed in Democratic districts. And they never had a good explanation. They tried to say, well, it was the wrong paper. And I'm going, yeah, that's a bunch of bull. Democrats and Republicans using different paper, that's nonsense. No one's going to believe that. But here's the problem. The Board of Supervisors, Stephen Reicher, okay, and all these people on the Republican side were participants in this fraud in Maricopa County. And it's estimated 150 to 200,000 people in Maricopa County were disenfranchised because they couldn't vote in one center. They'd go try to stand in a line that was 2 miles long in another, and they had to go to work. They had to pick up their kids at school. And they had tons and tons of
Course.
stories told at the supervisor's public meeting. And they just, next, your 3 minutes is up. They could have cared less because they were part of the fraud. Sue me, Risher. Sue me. By the way, too, his suit against Carrie Lake will go nowhere because he's a public figure and the burden is so much higher for that. She's just trying to drain her of her finances. That's the only reason he's suing her. And Richard, we should also talk about the Secretary of State. This is who they put in office. The Secretary of State, okay, Fontes, was the lawyer of record for the cartel in Fast and Furious that ended up in the death of agent, border agent Brian Terry. And Fontes, our Secretary of State, was the attorney of record for the cartel. Now, I don't care if it's legal or illegal,
Right.
it's a matter of judgment. Who the hell are we putting in office?
Yeah, that's yeah. So yeah, Mark Fincham got cheated also,
Yes,
maybe
yes.
the most, but and this is what Jerry Sheridan has told me. He said that Maricopa County has more Republicans in Maricopa County than any other county in the country. Then why did we lose all the county offices? Every major election in this state and county went to Democrats, every single one. And yet, Maricopa County has more Republicans than any other county. Now, I have not verified that, but that is exactly what Jerry
No,
Sheridan told
he's
me.
correct.
He and I speak
He's
every
correct.
day.
Jerry
Yeah,
is
and
correct on
so,
that point.
yeah.
I'm going to just throw a name at you here. I've had him on my show twice, and he came to me courtesy of Liz Harris. And his name is John Thaler, and he's written a book called Report to the Governor. And it was some of his information that got Kerry kicked out of the legislature. But Richard, I've read his book. It has 120,000 documents and 20,000 affidavits that show how this election was stolen. But it's not just that. We have cartel money laundering in our country, and this money is going directly into the
Yes.
pockets of some of our politicians. How aware of you are of that? I'm satisfied it's true because of the evidence. What do you know about this?
No question that's happening. And did you say that author was John Taylor?
John Thaler, Thaler.
T.A. Thaler. Oh, Thaler. I don't think I know him. I think
I'll
I've
introduce you
heard and
to him.
seen some of that book, but I don't have it.
I'm going
But
to
yeah,
introduce you to him. I've had him on
but
my show twice, but
I would like that.
I'm talking many of the GOP are on the payroll of the cartel, and the documents are overwhelming.
There's no question that cartel money has been controlling and been supporting their candidates and certain candidates. But that's been happening also. You could call it the corporate cartels. You could call it the George Soros cartels. George Soros does reporting. He doesn't care who knows it. He bought and paid for 125 different candidates across the country, and we're seeing the fruit of those people back east and in these some of these prosecutions of Donald Trump. That's all happening because of that. There's absolutely no legal reason why Trump should be being tried civilly for fraud on his loans, there's on his mortgages. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Because there's no victim. None of the loan companies, none of the banks complained. Every one of the banks are getting their money back. So even if there was some exaggeration, there is no victim. There is no tort. There is no hurt because people are getting their money. Companies are getting their money. This is the biggest joke in the world. And that lady that sued him and got $83 million. I mean, this is just, again, even the civil laws are going as part of the two-tier justice system in this country. There is no way she was damaged $83 million. And I could call her right now. I could tell you, in my opinion, I don't even know her name. She's a slut. If he wants to tell her that, that's fine. You know, live with it. I've been called a lot worse. And you know what? That's just the way it is. That's too bad. If it hurts your feelings, she has to prove damages. And there is no way this is $83 million. You know, are you kidding? This is just utter nonsense. Even the people who go to prison for 25, 30 years and they were innocent because of some stupid prosecutor withheld evidence or whatever, they don't do anything to the prosecutors ever. And the person that was in prison maybe gets, oh, 10 or 15. This lady that gets called a slut gets $83 million. This is all just a joke. It's the deterioration of our justice system. Judges and lawyers have become so corrupt in this country. And now we have that we put in a cartel lawyer as the number two person in our government. He's the next one.
Adrian
If
Fontes, yeah, I'm going to identify
Adrian
him.
Fontes, and he is a crook and a liar, and somehow he won when we had a very proven statesman as Mark Finchem
Yes.
that he supposedly beat. Mark Finchem was ahead in all the polls until election day, and then he loses like 6 or 7%. Yet Finchem was ahead, and most of these other candidates were. Carrie Lake was ahead, and then. And then the lady who wouldn't debate and wouldn't campaign, who knew she, just somehow she was going to win anyway. Yeah.
I want to go back to something you said about elections and people, you need to hear this. Richard said that what's wrong with having paper ballot counts after the machine counts to make sure they
Yeah.
match? Well, we have two county supervisors in Cochise County that might be headed to prison because that's what they wanted to do. And then, of course, we had some people in the Mojave Board of Supervisors who said,
Same thing
under
there.
threat of going to prison, we're certifying the election when they wanted to do a hand count, which the governor now, who is the Secretary of State then in charge of elections, committed conflict of interest saying, I won't allow you to do that in our own election. Unbelievable
I
stuff that's
know.
going on. Yeah,
Totally unbelievable.
that's why I'm saying with all this criminality. Well, let me give you one more. In the Thaler report, he documents this, Richard. It's like the show Suits on Netflix, where you had a guy who had phony credentials to be a lawyer for all these years. It's true. In Arizona, they're hacking into computers, and this and John Thaler has the affidavits for this. They're making people into lawyers who become judges who do the bidding of the cartel and the criminal Democratic Party to steal elections. This is why there's not
Yeah.
successful prosecutions in Arizona because it's being directed at lawyers who are on the payroll, and these lawyers become judges.
Well, and Jerry Sheridan and I have just discussed this, and we've also discussed some of his personal dealings with some of the corrupt judges in Maricopa County. And so, folks, at least we have an opportunity for a man who's going to stand and fight that.
Yeah, but we've got to
And
find a
this
way
is a
to
huge.
we got to have poll watchers. We got to be at every ballot box. We've got to have the public out videotaping, watching these people, taking their license plate numbers, getting their pictures when they go up and stuff these ballot boxes like we saw in 2000 Mules, you know, the movie by Dinesh D'Souza. And if the people aren't willing to do it, we're going to get more of the same.
And some people just got arrested for this in Connecticut,
I know, I know.
for stuffing ballots there. And so, of course, what's the talking point though? There's absolutely no evidence of election fraud, and that this was the most secure election in our nation's history. Did anybody, while they were telling you that, even Biden said it, did anybody tell you or explain to you how this was the most secure and safest and honest election in our nation's history? How did they verify that? What did they do to make it safe and secure and integrous? No one has ever said that. No one has ever had them explain it. And because, quite frankly, there is no explanation for it because it's not true. And now we're going to face more of the same this year. And Jerry and I have been talking about that as well. Folks, if we can get him in there, it's going to be the best thing for our country. It's going to be
Yeah.
the best thing for Arizona, and it's going to be the best thing for the United States of America.
Do you think that Pinzon quit because it was too hot in the kitchen and he didn't want to go to prison?
Yeah, I do. I think there was some of that, but it was also he was over his head. He had very little experience to be the director of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. He had very little experience with that. Yeah, he had law enforcement experience, but administrative experience and management experience, personnel experience, no. And look, he took a big job with Big Pharma. He was making, he left for millions. He left for money. He got elected for money, and he left for money. And he washed his hands of everything there. But he's more protected from any criminal investigation while he is a sheriff, than when he's not. But I think he's just leaving and hoping that they leave him alone and the investigations, because we all know that he hid evidence, from the county. And
Well, yeah, let's talk about that for a second because I've got something on
yeah.
that. I brought this out, and boy, did I take heat for it. The day I published this, 13 of my colleagues were contacted. Paul Preston, for example, is told, "You keep having Hodges on your show, he's going to get you killed." And that's a quote. And Paul and I talked about that on the air. Let me tell you what I exposed. They were missing the election codes in many of the election centers in the 2020 election. They couldn't pin back to Dominion. They couldn't trace the votes where they were counted. And that was tied to the election codes. And I had three people anonymously tell me, who were election officials, that we did not have access to the codes and it's a violation of state law. So I brought that out, took the tremendous heat for it. And then they had a press conference. And then Jack Sellers, the county supervisor, and then Penzone, the sheriff, gets up and Penzone said, "I had the codes." And I'm thinking, why in the hell would a sheriff have election codes? There's no reason for him to have. But he lied to cover up the
There isn't.
fact that they kept it away from the election officials so they could steal the election. And he lied about that. And I'm telling you, that's where he's vulnerable. That's where he could go to prison if this gets
Yeah, he is.
investigated. Yeah, he's totally
Yeah, and
vulnerable.
that
And
would be
so is Jack
nice.
Sellers. Oh,
Yeah.
you're bringing up old emotion
And
in me. But listen, we could be in Michigan, North Carolina. We could be in Georgia. Okay. We could be in Pennsylvania. We could be in Nevada. And it's all the same. It's all the
Yeah,
same, Richard. I talked to people in
it
Fulton
is, and
County.
they've
Same thing.
oh yeah, they've been doing this for some time, but now they control the computers, they control this, and they can design it to do a certain percentage, but it can't go beyond a certain percentage, or everybody's going to know. If it's close, then they can manipulate it a lot easier without detection.
I think it's
So
changed, though.
we've got to get behind Sheridan to where it's a blowout, and they won't be able to cover it up, and they won't be able to reverse it.
But we got to mind the store. And here's why I don't know that I totally agree with the notion they can't rig it if it's not close. Because you were in Arizona in 2020. There's no way that Biden got 30% of the vote. There's no way. I mean, you had Biden rallies and no one was showing up. And I literally mean nobody. And yet Trump would have 20,000, 25,000. There's no way Biden got over 30% of that vote. And they cheated so badly. I don't know if you've seen the latest numbers now. They're saying in Maricopa County, the 2020 election, there were 255,000 illegal votes. That's now been published as a part of a study.
Yes, I saw
255,000.
that.
And that's not even the other voting illegalities that were going on, like ballot stuffing. We're talking early votes, over a quarter of a million were illegal votes that should never have been counted.
Well, and even Biden's election, and you're correct, and so maybe I stand corrected that they can't overcome even 20, 30, 40%, but it makes it more difficult for them.
I
But
agree
let
with
me
that.
put it to,
I agree with that.
but I agree with you also that you could look at the numbers alone. Like Biden lost 215 counties more than Obama did. But yet he got 15 million more votes. than Obama did. So that's prima facie evidence right there that something's wrong with this election. And that should have been enough for the FBI or anybody else to investigate. That's why we know we're not going to get anything honest from these bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. They're puppets for whoever's in charge there. And folks, the puppet masters are the most corrupt and evil people in the world. And yet, because of their money and their schemes and their reviling, and what they own media, they own computer magnates, they own all the information regarding this. And that's why they will not change from computers, because it's already all bought and paid for. And just like these politicians, like the one that voted for Mayorkas not to be impeached, the Republican, he decided not to run for office. I'll bet you that guy's a multimillionaire right off the bat. But most politicians who leave Congress leave 10 times richer than when they go in. And it's all because of this money corruption and this corporate takeover of America. And yes, the cartel taking over. And there's cartels in law enforcement, there's cartels in media, there's cartels with the drugs, and big pharma cartels. And you just go on and on. The cartels aren't owned in just Latin America. So the big money and all of this working together with international terrorists is all coming to a head. And folks, I don't like to give dates, but I think something really bad is going to happen in 2024. Every time somebody said Happy New Year, I said, no, it's not going to be. Don't even say it. Don't even think it.
Do
But
you think are you
I pray I'm
yeah,
wrong, Dave.
I agree
I
with
pray
you.
I'm wrong.
My broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, ex-DHS supervisor, he and I have said the same thing. The Democrats may not be able to rig the election enough, so they got to concoct a major false flag to stop the election. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, we agree. We agree with you. And the odds are, I mean, this latest thing with Biden's incompetence, but here's something we haven't touched on. We've looked at a lot of Maricopa County as representative of the rest of the country, but the Supreme Court, they had ample evidence to overturn this election and they didn't. Can you speak to that?
Well, the United States Supreme Court or the Arizona Supreme Court
The
or
United
both?
States Supreme, well, both.
Well, look what we're getting from Roberts and Bennett. And Bennett probably is the biggest mistake of Donald Trump's tenure. And they rammed her through before they really had a good chance to see if she really was a conservative who really believed in the Constitution. It appears the only conservative issue she's involved with is abortion, and I admit that's a very important one. But to trash the rest of the Constitution as she has done since she's been in there, man, she's been horrible. Roberts hasn't been too much better, but
Roberts is compromised. I'm going to say this. This is not
totally.
you. I want to distinguish between me and you
No, he
because I
is,
don't want
though.
to drag you down the rabbit hole with me. But let me tell you, I looked into the Scalia death and I had a number of people tell me that Roberts and Scalia were at it because Roberts kept abandoning his conservative position on key issues like Obamacare. And the story is Scalia told him, if you don't stop it, I'm going to out you for what you're into, Epstein Island stuff. And Scalia goes to Texas and dies and is found with a pillowcase over his head, and his Catholic is cremated without an autopsy. You can't tell me that man wasn't murdered. And I put this at the feet of John Roberts. He's been compromised for a long time because of what he's into. And also, there's one other fact about compromise. If you remember over the Roe v. Wade issue, Merrick Garland allowed illegal protests on the grounds of Supreme Court justices, which is a felony, and it should have been, these people should have been arrested. You want to talk about J6? You look at J6 and how they're handled. You got people now that entered the home of Kavanaugh. A guy entered the home of Kavanaugh with the idea of killing him, and what do they do to these other protesters? Nothing,
Nothing.
nothing.
No, it's and all that's the two-tier system. It's everything now. The justice system is whether you're a Democrat or what your political views are, or how they can protect the people in power. And it's beyond return. It's beyond the point of no return. And that's why I say the only recourse we have is in the county. And we build
I agree
our
with I agree.
constitutional fortress county by county. Folks, the Supreme Court has been compromised. They showed that during all the, they had evidence in front of them, and they know Donald Trump. They're even acting like there might be a way out to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. And I can't believe that they would even hint at playing devil's advocate that maybe that's okay. And they're saying, oh no, it's going to be a 7 or 8 to 1 or 2, or it's going to be a 9-0 majority. It's going to be unanimous from the Supreme Court. No, it's not. And this is just another ridiculous thing that shouldn't even be brought up. But other courts or courts, judges have endorsed this thing about keeping Donald Trump off the ballot. How absurd can we get? And it's obvious that that it's utter corruption. And I don't care where you turn, folks, there's utter corruption there. You better be able to turn within, and that's your county and your sheriff. And if you can't trust him, you better be close to a sheriff you can trust, or you better move. And folks, we have such a huge opportunity this year with Jerry Sheridan.
Yeah, but like you said, if there's an election in
If
this,
there's an election, and if there's a free election, I believe the people will say it.
let's say they let the election go through and the
Okay.
Democrats and rhino Republicans don't get the result they want. If we thought we saw election protests with Trump, I think you've seen nothing then. And if you think we got corrupt judges trying to keep Trump off the ballot, wait till they get involved in the election now. And I could see judges overturning elections just because they want to overturn them, not because of any evidence.
That wouldn't surprise me. I think you've got a good point there. I think it's going to be really bad. I can't believe that they have not killed Trump or others.
That would galvanize the public. I thought
And
Trump was a marked
yeah.
man, but if they kill Trump, I'm telling you right now, people who are sitting on their couches thinking they could be uninvolved will get involved.
I hope so. I
I
hope so. And
really
I.
believe that's where it will go if they did that. But you know who I think they will kill? I think, well, they won't give him Secret Service protection. I'm talking RFK Jr. because he's a threat to pull
Oh, he
Democratic
is,
voters
yeah.
away from Biden, and I think his life is in danger.
I think you're right, and I have almost forgotten about him, but he is in a position just politically, if they let the thing happen politically, because the if it goes that it's Trump versus Biden and he's still there, people are gonna go, he's the only alternative to all of this. And certainly the way Trump has been treated, he deserves to be put back in the White House. The way they've stolen it and the way they've gone after him, and just one thing after another, that they will not let this man alone or his family. And I'm still surprised they haven't killed him. But that's a real good point about Kennedy. One, he's an honest man. And they just simply will not have that. The reason they killed JFK is because he was wrong on some issues, but he was an honest man in regards to how he was going to take care of the American people and expose, as he said, the subterfuge behind Congress and the people who were actually trying to promote the Vietnam War. And he said, no, we're not, I'm going to stop the Vietnam War. He's killed. And then Johnson comes in and promotes big time and sends 500,000 Americans to Vietnam. And just no way, no way.
People have asked me many times, why is it important to study the Kennedy assassination? Because I tell
Oh,
them,
man.
because the blueprint of deep state takeover is being
Yeah.
repeated in our time today.
And the investigation was such a farce, and any 2-year-old can find that out so easily just looking at the Warren report. And what a farce all of that was. And still they haven't released all the evidence. From what do they do with the evidence? They put it in a time capsule, and we honor that time capsule for some reason. Trump exposed more of it, but he didn't release all of it. But still, it was such an absolute sham of an investigation, and anybody could see it.
Well, with CIA at its origin, and they branched out to who they brought in, and the CIA won't let this information come out. It was mandated by law in 2017 that all the Kennedy documents had to come out. And they still have it now, and it's
Still have it.
7 years later. And that's because the CIA wants to try to retain as much public integrity as possible. Because if it came out, hey, the CIA murdered the president, Kennedy's promise to break him into 10,000 pieces would come true. That's.
It's an absolute scary shame that we cannot trust our own federal agencies, IRS, CIA, FBI, EPA. It goes on. Even the USDA and Army Corps of Engineers, all of them, they all play this game, and they're all very corrupt and very crooked and very tyrannical. And they're at the very least, they're a bunch of bullies that go after innocent American people.
I want to give you just
I
one
want to give you just
example
one
from
example.
Sentlin with the ATF and also to the DOJ. Doug Thornton was a supervisor in charge of a homeland in Portland during the Antifa riots. They would catch people throwing incendiary devices at police officers and DHS personnel. They'd catch them in the act, they'd catch them with that paraphernalia on them, and they'd refer them to the DOJ and the ATF, and they'd drop all charges and release them. Do we need to say any more? This is why Doug is no longer in DHS. He couldn't take it anymore. Because when Biden came into power, it was game over as far as law and order goes.
Folks, have you seen the fundamental change? Have you had enough of the fundamental change?
Are you referring to Barack Obama's promise?
And Biden's, yes.
Yeah, we're going to fundamentally change America. And
Yeah,
boy,
they sure have.
was that ever true? And here's what concerns me though, is the sit on your hands mentality of America. Here we have kids going into public schools, and their teachers are being told, tell them you're not a boy, you're not a girl, take puberty blockers till you make a decision, and then cut your genitals off well before you're 18 years of age. And we
And they
put
don't
up,
have
and we
to,
put,
and they don't have to involve the parents with any of that.
no, I know, I know.
No.
And I'll tell you how far we've gone. Back in my early days of broadcasting, it was about 2008, 2009. Bush tried to bring in, previous to that, the teen screen program, where they wanted to get kids on clinical drugs and diagnose mental illness within the schools with false positive producing tests. And the public found out about it and stopped it. And now what we're doing to the kids is worse, and the public is allowing it. By the way, I don't know if you heard this or not. Today it was in the news that Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is saying all homeschool parents and their families must go on a list now. How do you respond to that?
That's happened before. And it used to be that homeschooling was illegal, and that parents that did it anyway, boy, they would really go after them. But no, this government school system, that there's not even a choice allowed to parents that they could put them in a different school. And Biden wants to get rid of charter schools where there's just a little bit more freedom than those. I used to be a teacher at one here in Arizona. But folks, this is all taken out of the Hitleric agenda
It's
for the community.
a word
It's
I was
right out of
looking
there.
for. Yeah.
Schools,
This, yeah.
controls. This is communism for you, and no wonder they're having a communist takeover of America. It's
Yeah.
happening, folks, right in front of our eyes. Wake up.
And we didn't even talk about vaccines today. And that's, I know that's a whole nother avenue. Let's go to CSPOA. We got about a minute left. Tell people about your organization, how they can get involved.
Folks, quite honestly, this is the only peaceful and effective solution we have left, and that's turning within, turning to your sheriff, who is the ultimate law enforcement authority. He's the CLEO, the chief law enforcement officer in your county. If you're working with him, forming a posse, Jerry Sheridan's bringing back the posse. So go get more information, become a member of the CSPOA. Everybody can join. Everybody can join CSPOA.org. Become a member of our posse. We train you how to become a posse of your sheriff and be part of the solution, the only peaceful, effective solution left in America. And we build these defenses with our sheriff to restore our constitution county by county. And the number one way to do that is back Jerry Sheridan for sheriff. Sheridan for sheriff. 2024.com. Those are the two things you need to do. Join the CSPOA and donate to Jerry Sheridan at Sheridan for Sheriff 2024.com.
Yeah, people don't realize they might be in Mississippi, but they need to care about Maricopa County Sheriff because
Donate.
there's border implications, there's election
Yes.
integrity implications that affect the entire country. And I'm glad to hear you
Correct.
say it. Well, Richard, thank you so much for coming on, and this was lively, and
Look.
I'm sure we're going to get a varied amount of responses, but so be it. Thanks, Richard.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Dave. You're a good friend and a good American.
Thank you very much.